Good morning. A frigid start to the day again across most of interior New York and New England, with many places on average close to the 0 degree mark, with some places even 0 to 20 below. A bit of a breeze as well out of the northwest, only adding to the chill. And wind chill values are averaging between 0 and 10 below, with lower values across the higher terrain. High pressure remains in control from the Arctic, and that will keep it dry and partly to mostly sunny during the day today. A weak disturbance will slide across southern parts of Ontario and Quebec, and that could bring some scattered snow showers to the northern tier of New York and New England, and especially across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, where a little light dust is possible. Still, though, I think the big story will wind up being the cold, but temperatures not nearly as brutally cold as they've been, with highs approaching the 20-degree mark. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows back down to between 0 and 10 above, and wind chills going below 0 again during the overnight period. This will set us up for another sunny and dry day tomorrow, and although it will be cold once again, high temperatures will remain in the lower 20s. At this point, we'll start to track a storm up the eastern seaboard for Thursday. It looks like this storm will remain far enough to the east that most of New York and central and western New England will be spared the heaviest snow, although some light snow coating the ground up to a couple of inches in these places will be likely, with heavier snow amounts along the immediate east coast. Of course, it all depends on the exact track of this storm. Either way, the wind will pick up and become gusty late in the day on Thursday and Thursday night. And I think the bigger story with this storm will be the Arctic air behind it, an even colder blast than what we've endured over the past week, with highs on Friday barely getting above zero, lows going well below zero over the weekend, and in some cases, high temperatures staying below zero on Saturday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, cold high pressure over the mid-Mississippi and Ohio valleys will slowly continue to modify through Thursday. In addition, upper-level energy over eastern Ontario will help produce lake-effect snow downwind from the lower Great Lakes through tomorrow morning. Additionally, easterly flow off the Atlantic will produce light rain showers over the east coast of Florida. But the big story, east of the Rockies, will be the cold, with most of the country under wind chill advisories and warnings. In parts of the Midwest, the wind chill will be as low as 40 below zero. Freeze warnings are out all the way down to the Gulf Coast, and freeze warnings into northern Florida. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog and 22 below zero. A northwest wind at 46 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy with ice crystals and 35 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 2 above zero, the dew point 7 below, 65% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.35 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 81 degrees at Pembroke Pines and Pompano Beach, both in Florida, to a low of 45 below zero at Hettinger, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny in the mid-20s, Boston, increasing clouds, breezy, upper teens, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy, windy, with snow showers and highs around 20 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 11 degrees, the low 10 below zero. The average temperature 1 above, that's 23 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snow for this month, which is 6/10 of an inch below normal so far, and 12.1 inches of snow for the season, which is 5.3 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 16. The record high 61 set in 1890, and the record low 20 below zero in 1970. Sunrise this morning, 7:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:33 p.m. 9 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and breezy with a few snow showers today and highs near 10 above. Mostly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 above for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and breezy today, perhaps a passing snow shower with highs in the middle and upper teens. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and breezy today with highs near 20. Partly cloudy tonight with lows 0 to 10 above. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and breezy today with highs around 20. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, remaining cold, lower 20s. Cloudy with a chance of light snow on Thursday. Steadier, perhaps heavier snow as we go eastward into New England in the lower to mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy, frigid on Friday, 0 to 10 above. Windy and frigid Saturday, partly sunny near 0 for a high. Sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday, back into the teens, and a chance of mixed precipitation near 30 on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.